We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis, Omid Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis, Omid Aleph, seven lines from the bottom, at the end of the line. Tanu Rabbanon, Eim Abrim Es Ashono Pnei Atoma. The Tanakhama says that if Klal Yisrael is they're expected to become Tomei right before Pesach, and we're worried they're going to be Tomei over Pesach, they're not going to be able to bring the Karm Pesach, you're not allowed to do Ibur Hashanah for that reason. What would be the example that you were anticipating Tumah? So the Rashi has three examples. Either the Nasi is sick and they think he's going to die around Erev Pesach, everyone's going to go to Levaya, they're all going to be Tomei, or they anticipate a few days before Pesach that he's going to die and then become Tomei, or there are a lot of people Tomei and there's not enough Para Aduma ashes to Matar everyone. So in such a case, the halacha is that you just bring the Pesach b'tumah, because the halacha is tumah hutter b'tzibur, and if it's tzibur's tumah, they can bring the Karm Pesach. So instead of being ma'abr Hashanah, let everyone bring the Karm Pesach b'tumah. That's Tanakh Kama says, Eim ma'abrim es Hashanah pnei ha'tumah, it's not enough of a reason to add on an extra month to push off Pesach. You'll just bring, if it happens that the Nasi dies then, you'll just bring the Pesach b'tumah. Rav Yehuda Amar Abrim, and it was Pashat Zalim, he says, no, you do push it off, you push off, and you make the extra month of Adar, and this way pushing off Pesach by 1 month. Amar Rav Yehuda, I bring a riot to myself, Ma'aseh v'Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, there's a story in the days of Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, where a lot of Klal Yisrael, in the days of his father Achaz, Chizkiyahu's father Achaz, he was the king before him, a lot of Klal Yisrael did Avodah Zarah. And when someone does Avodah Zarah, they become like Tomei Mason. And now Chizkiyahu was bringing them back to Tshuva, and it was before Pesach, and not everyone was finished being Metar themselves. So what he did was, Chizkiyahu, he made a Ibur Hashanah, he added an extra month, in order to push Pesach 1 month ahead. So Ma'aseh Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda Shibur Hashanah Pnei Atoma, Bigash Rachma Atzmo, Ma'aseh, he felt bad, he felt he made a mistake. How do you know it? The Chizkiyahu says in the Pasuk, Ki Marbis Ha'om, Rabbis Ma'afraim U'menashe, Yisocho Zvulun Lo Yitaru. That says, a lot of the Om were not Tahar yet. Ki Ochlu, on top of one base now, Ki Ochlu Es HaPesach Beloi Kekosov. They brought the Karim Pesach Beloi Kekosov. They were Ma'abed Hashanah, it was not Kedin. Likos means it was like Kedin. Ki Yisbal Chizkiyahu Aleihem, Leimar Hashem Atoi V'chaper Ba'ad. So he finds over here that Chizkiyahu made a mistake actually with the Ibur Hashanah. And Rehuda is saying, you see from here, you can ma'aber the Shana for Tumah. So obviously, Gemara wasn't asked that the Chara makes no sense. Rehuda holds a lot of ma'aber, so what was Chizkiyahu upset about? What was he feeling bad about if you're supposed to do that? So that's a right, not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara will talk about that. So we have two shittas. Tanakhama says that Ima Abram is Shana Pnei Tumah. Rehuda says, you are ma'abrim. He brings the story of Chizkiyahu that felt bad that it was ma'aber the Shana. From Shimon Omer, Ima Pnei Tumah Yebrua Mubaris. The truth is, if you want to make an extra adah because you're worried about Tumah, you'll have to do that. What was Chizkiyahu feeling bad about? Why did he ask for tshuva on himself? You're only allowed to be ma'abr, extra adar. But who ibar nisan b'nisan? By him, we'll see exactly the story, but it sounded like it was ready for Chodesh Nisan, and then he decided to add on the extra month. And really, it's too late. Once it hits Nisan, you can't add on an extra month. And that is where he felt he did something wrong, because he added on extra adar, even though it was Nisan already. The fourth shita in the price of Shimon Yehuda Imer, Mishram Shimon, Pesha, Hesi Yitzchah last Pesach Sheni. The chait was that he pushed everyone off to the Pesach Sheni. And we'll see again in the Gemara what's the chait, what was the story, if it was Roiv Klal Yisrael, so they're not talking Allah push off. So what was he thinking? So we'll see him, Yetz Hashem, as we go along in the Gemara. Omamar, so the Gemara, Omamar, Yehuda Imer. So now we'll go explain these four shittas that we have at Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Amamar, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Ma'abrim. Rabbi Yehuda says that you are Ma'aber the year in order to, you shouldn't have Tumah by Pesach. Alma, is the Rabbi Yehuda, Tumah d'chuyi b'tzibur. It must be also Tumah d'chuyi b'tzibur. Because we know that when there's a roiv of the tzibur, majority of a tzibur is tamei, then you're allowed to bring the Karm Pesach. But there's two ways to look at it. Is it tumah hutra b'tzibur, which means it's mamash l'chatchila, or is tumah d'chuyi b'tzibur, which is like a b'diavad. So since he holds it to b'diavad, so if you have another eitzah, what you can do is push off the Pesach by another month, and therefore avoiding the b'diavad. That's what it sounds like. Rehuda says, ma'abrim, you push it off. Why don't you just bring it b'tumah? Teretz says, he must hold tumah d'chuyi b'tzibur, which means it means b'diavad, and therefore, since it's only b'diavad, so it's better to push it off by a month. Vrayta Gemara, but I'll show you Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumat Hutra Vetzivar. But Tanya Unta Raisa Tzitz Bein She Yeshna Ya Metzchoy or Bein She Eina Metzchoy Meratza. The halacha is we know that Tzitz comes to Meratza on a common that's brought with Tumah. So the Braisa Tanakama says, Rabbi Shimon says, that Tzitz, say if you're wearing it, say if you're not wearing it, it works to Meratza on a Tumah. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. If it's on your forehead, it works. If it's not, it does not work. So I'm like Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon tells Rabbi Yehuda, when he goes in the Fnayim Lefnim, he wears the four begadim, the white begadim, there's no tzitz there. And we know that there also there'd be a ritzui. What's the ritzui there? Shein ala mitzchem meratza. I'm like Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a raya, because hanach liyam ha-kapurim shal tumot ha-retzibur. The Kohen Gadol is like a tzibur, and therefore tumot ha-retzibur. So what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda holds tumot ha-retzibur, that it's mamish hutra. So then Shver, over here, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'abrim, you push off the yontif by a month. Why? You don't want to be saimich on tumot ha-dechuya b'tzibur, because you hold dechuya, not hutra. Here you see clearly not that. Here you see tumot hutra b'tzibur, because he says that that by a Kohen Gadol, you don't need a tzitz. You don't need the tzitz to be mechaper. It's mechaper by itself because tumot ha-retzibur. If you hold the chuyah ha-retzibur, you always need the tzitz to be metar. But here he says you don't need the tzitz. Why? Because it's a tzibur. So you see, no, he holds tumot ha-retzibur. So what is pshat? And Rabbi Yehuda says you push it off. L'chari, you have tumot ha-retzibur. So Rabbi says tamuz ha-yishver. Like the kasher we spoke about before, tameich tikshul higufa. Rabbi Yehuda even ma'abrim. Rabbi Yehuda says. Then he ma'aber the shana for tuma, and then he brings a ma'isav. I don't know if you the ma'isav of Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. He was ma'aber the shana because of tuma of the people that they were tamei, and he had to ask for kapara. What's wrong? If Rabbi Yehuda is allowed to do it, allowed to push off the year, what did Chizkiyahu do wrong? So it's like if I'm just steering to his own words. Ella chasuri mechser avada Rabbi Yehuda holds tuma hutter b'tzibur, and this you have to read the brisa. V'alchik tani, ei ma'aber mitzah shana b'pnei atuma. Tanakama says, you're not allowed to push off the make another Adar because of Toma, v'mebru, but if you did it Mubaris, it works. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer ain't a Mubaris. It doesn't even work. And he brings a Rai from the story of Chizkiyahu that he felt bad, he made a mistake. And why does he hold that doesn't work? Because Toma Hutter Receiver, there's no reason why everyone can't be Tomek today. Be allowed to bring a carbon, it's Toma Hutter Receiver. And he brings a Rai from Chizkiyahu that felt bad about that. And then, that's Tanakama says, it works with the Eved, who says it does not work. B'di'avad. So now it's Shver. So what's the third sheet? Shimon Eimer, it says, and play out Tomei Bru'a Mubaris. Now that we're saying Tanakama holds like that also, so then what's Rav Shimon saying? It's Mamash Tanakama. Bishop until now, we thought Tanakama says it doesn't work, and who says L'chatchila? And Rav Shimon will say like B'di'avad. But now we're saying, you know, Tanakama works B'di'avad, so what's Rav Shimon adding on? Yoke Rav Shimon Eimer, and play out Tomei Bru'a Mubaris. Hainu Tanakama, it's Mamash Tanakama, Merova, L'chatchili Kabinayu. That forget, Rav Shimon really holds the chatchilo yilada, but push it off. L'chatchilo, not like Tanakama. I wise use lashon b'di'avad. Agav, Rav Yehuda says it doesn't work at all. He says it works, but it even works l'chatchilo. And Tanya Malka, Tanya Brice like that. Ema Avim is a shana b'nei atuma l'chatchilo. Tanakama holds, you now do it. You now push off and make another adar because of tuma. Rav Shimon Eimer, Ma'abrim, you could do it even l'chatchilo. So Ella play my biggest rachma atzmai. So then why fear of Shimon the Chizkiyahu feel bad that he pushed it off if it's not mamash lechatchila push off a tumah? Teretz is she'im ma'aber mel adar v'hu ibur nisam nisan. He woke up too late. He only was ma'aber the year, put the extra adar after already was the first day of Nisan. And we have to get back to see what his mistake was. Omamar, we just learned the Rav Shimon's words she'im ma'aber mel adar. Who even Nisan and Nisan? He not supposed to make an extra, only supposed to make an extra Adar, and he did it in Nisan. Freit the Gemara, but what's Shana Chizkiyah have me? Let's say Chizkiyah, this drasha, Chodesh Hazelachem, Zen Nisan and Achan Nisan. Like Rashi explains the drasha is, you only can have one Nisan, not two Nisans. Here, he said Zen Nisan, and the next one was Nisan. That you can't do. So, it's a first drasha. So, what was Chizkiyah's mistake? So, the Gemara, Tar with the Shmuel. It was not a clear mistake. It was Shmuel's halacha. Doma Shmuel says, if you already reached the 30th day of Adar, you cannot make that anymore, Adar Sheni. Why not? Because 30th day of Adar is usually Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Even though I didn't proclaim that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but since it can be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I can't make now that into Rosh Chodesh Adar anymore. Doma Shmuel, Eim Abram Es HaShonah B'yim Shleish B'sha Adar. You cannot let B'yim Abram HaShonah on the 30th day of Adar. However, Royal Kvayah Nisan. This is possible to make that day Nisan. So therefore you can't do that. V'iu, Chizkiyo thought, Sava Hova Royal Armin, you don't say this Svarav Halaro. And then afterwards he was Chayzer and he said, I made a mistake. I should have gone like Shmuel, and therefore he felt bad. Taina v'hochi, im Abrim es Hashana b'yem Shlesh b'shal Adar, Hoyov Royal Kvav v'nison, says Klar, this Bryce, that's the reason that Shmuel says, that you're not, it's a riot to Shmuel, that it's a riot to Shmuel's halacha, that you're not ma'aber to Shana on the 30th day. Why not? Since Hoyu v'Royu l'Kvay Nisan, since this day could be Nisan technically, therefore that's the halacha, since you could make a reason, therefore you cannot make a new Adar on that day anymore. Somehow not Gerus, this whole Taina Mahachi, because the more they come back to Gufa later on. Shimma Yudaimer, the fourth shita in the Bryce, and he holds that the mistake that Chizkiyo made was, that's the third pshat in the mistake, he holds the mistake was that he pushed everyone off to Pesach Sheni. So what exactly was the mistake? What was the story here? Rav Shimon Yudaimer, Rav Shimon, that he pushed off Klai Yisrael to Pesach Sheni, which was a mistake. Hechidami, what was the mistake? Omar Rabashi, Goncho Yisrael Mechza Tamei Mechzayim, which really means, like Rashi explains, there was more Tamei than Tahirim. If there's more Tamei than Tahirim, what's that halacha? You're not allowed to push off the Pesach Sheinim, because since they could do Pesach Rishon, because it's a majority, when they do Betumah, then you can push it off the Pesach Sheini. So it was Mechza Tamei and Mechza Tahirim, V'noshim Ashlim Mechza Tahirim. But here, there was, if you counted the ladies, and then the Tahirim won over. They were the majority, and therefore you could push off the Tamei and the Pesach Sheini. So v'noshim mashmim v'satayim va'oid v'slayim and mikaru v'sava, and he thought, the Chizkiyo thought that noshim v'rishin chayiv, it's a shaylam v'sechlas p'sachim if ladies are chayiv in Karim Pesach. So he thought that noshim v'chayiv in Karim Pesach, noshim v'rishin means first Pesach, not Pesach Sheni, first Pesach, there's a chayiv. So therefore, it came out, av miyutim t'meim, u miyutim, and if it's a miyut t'meim, they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. U miyutim mitchol v'Pesach Sheni. Paul b'sayiv, at the end he had charata, and sava noshim v'rishin reshus. That Noshim Rishon is only Rishus, not a Chiv. The Havalu Temeim Ruba. Turns out the Temeim would arrive. If it's Temeim would arrive, we should have brought the Pesach as is, Betumah, and not to push it off to Pesach Sheni. The Ruba Lemitchel Pesach Sheni, and that was the mistake that he made. So, the bottom line, we have three Pshatim in the mistake Chizkiyo made. Either Stamazoi that he made it Ibriyar for Tumah is a Shaila, or he was Ma'aber too late. He was Ma'aber on the 30th day of Adar, which could have been Nisan and Shmuel Zinala do that, and that's what he held also. Or he didn't do an Iber, he pushed off the Temeim to Pesach Sheni, and that was not correct, because since there was a majority of Temeim, they should have brought the carbon today, and not have been pushed off. Something more about the Gufa. Omar Shmuel, Ema Avir Mesashono, Ema Avir Mesashono, V'yem Shloish B'shal Adar. You cannot make another Adar on the 30th day of Adar. However, Royu L'Kavoya Nisa. Since this day could have become Nisa. Now what happens if Ibrua? They decided they are making an Ibriya. What's the halacha? Oma Ula, Eim Mekachim Es HaChodesh. If you do this, what you should do is just keep quiet. Don't announce that today is Adar Sheni. Just automatically, it'll turn into Adar Sheni. That's what Rashi learns. Eim Mekachim Es HaChodesh. Read Rashi. Loim HaVakudosh Hul Adar Sheni. They keep in the royal, the Kabbayah Nisan. Karinim Bey, Zenis Ve'achnisim. Since it's royal to turn Nisan, you can't make an announcement today. It'd be still like making a kiddush for Nisan. You can't do anything. El Shoski, you're quiet. V'chimati reish yarcha achrinim kach l'nisan. Next month you'll announce for Nisan. That means even though the Shana will be Mubaras, and Schal da Ad Hashem by itself, but don't be Mekadosh it. Do not be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Don't be Mekadosh it. Just let it happen by itself. Like the Tosfos Rosh speaks out. I'll read the Tosfos Rosh. Pirush Ritzva, Im Mekachem Achayish Bebiyoyim, El Mamtina Ad Lamacho, Mekachem Oysoi. So I'm going to read you the Tosfos Rosh. Has a little different shot than Rashi. Rashi learns that it means you leave it by itself, and today will be Ad Hasheni automatically. Tosfos Rosh says, today you're quiet. I'll read the Tosfos Rosh. It says, you wait till the 31st day. If you say today is Adar, because they didn't see the Levana or something, and therefore they'll understand that wasn't supposed to be Nisan, and Lamed Aleph they can make into Adar Sheni. But put Tosfos Rosh on the side. Lamaisa, what we're saying is like this: that if you want to be Abed Hashana, you're not allowed to do it. And if you did it, just don't announce today's Adar Sheni. Don't do that. Now, Kitchumai, let's say you actually made a Kiddush. Let's say he actually made a kiddush on the other sheni. What's the halacha? Amar Rava, batal iber. That disqualifies the iber. It doesn't work. If you announce, sorry to announce that Eid Re'ah Adesheni, it's disqualified because today was supposed to be Nisan, you're not supposed to make a Kiddush. If you did that, it's batal. Rav Nachman, no, Ubar Makodesh, it works. It works. It works, even though I announced that it's Adesheni, it works. Omle Rav Rav Nachman, Mechti. Mepura Lepischa Tosu Yemen. From Purim to Pesach is 30 days. Hava. When we pour you the Shim Hilchas Pesach, they started on Purim, darshaning the Hilchas Pesach. The Tanya Shalom Hilchas Pesach, Koyim Pesach Shoshim Yom. 3 years before Pesach, I start teaching them Hilchas Pesach. I'm assuming we all mistake Shavuos. It's 2 weeks. Vichimati Reish Yarcha. When it comes to Reish Chodesh, all of a sudden you announce Ada Sheni, Marchikin Lei, also Zuba Chomis. They're not going to believe you, and they're going to keep Pesach the first time, and then next month, which is really Pesach, they're not going to keep. So why are you doing this? So Frank the Tosfos Rosh, and why if you're Rava is better, and if you're quiet, the people are like, are you going to understand? So Zok the Tosfos Rosh explains, very important Tosfos Rosh. Because of Rebbeinu Meir, Halevi, Bishlam le'ula, and if you're Rava, but that's Batal Iber Nicha, the Ika Ekeira, but Masha Eim Ekachim, if you don't say anything, you're just quiet, the Milsa of Tamihu, Shem Ekachim, they say, everyone says, wow, why didn't we do any Kiddush HaKadosh this year? Teretz is, it must be, it's an extra month. The Mizra Tmihush, Eim Kachim Mesacharish, Yodwa Akarosh, Machmash, Avru Hashan, Olay Kitcha Chaydash. Well, for you, they did a Kiddush. Now, when they hear the Kiddush, they think you made a mistake. All they think is you made a mistake, and therefore, they are not gonna, they think you made a mistake. And since they made a mistake, they're gonna, not gonna keep it. And Mav Zazel Chometz. So there, Rav Nachman answers, Omalei, made the Yod, the Shoshim, the Abarto, Bechush, Menatalia Mosa. People know that a year has a lot of Cheshbainis. And they don't say any mistake. They say the only reason they woke up now about Ibn Yoyah is because they weren't sure about the Cheshbonis. But of course, it's not a mistake. And people will believe it when you say it. They'll believe it because they're not going to assume it's a mistake. And Tosfos really asks Akasha that really, this Kasha that Rava asked, you could have asked if you want to, anytime you want to do it, either after Purim, have the same problem. People are not going to believe it because they're still learning Hilchos Pesach. But in any case, the Gemara is saying like this. According to Rav and Ula, it's good. Since you're not announcing today is the Iber, so people will believe in it because they see it was something different this year. But according to Rav Nachman, they announced Kiddush HaChodesh, you said Adesheni, people are not going to believe in it. Whereas Teretz says, no, they are going to believe in it because they know it's Tolin Cheshbonis, and they say, oh, they weren't clear in the Cheshbon until now, and that's how they waited until now.